it's a smaller piece from the Or Gadol Yo. I wanted to originally learn more from the last time we were learning, but see, we're not going to be able to speak about Parshas B'Shalach if we do, so I really want to speak about Parshas B'Shalach. So if I run into a Parsha where there's nothing to talk about, we'll go back to the other shtickle. But I wanted to speak about Shabbos Shira. It says, Inyan Shira, Lavi Leidei Gilui HaKavod Shmaim Sheyesh Ba'Briya. So, you know, we call it Shabbos Shira. So obviously, if we're calling it Shabbos Shira, it means that there's something special about Shabbos that has to do with the Shira. I mean, we know that the Shira is mentioned in the Parsha. That's obvious. But to call it Shabbos, for the fact that Klal Yisrael should give it a name and call it Shabbos Shira, it must mean something more than that. Just that it happens to contain Shira Siyam. So we have to understand what it means. What is a Shira? What does it mean to sing? Right, not just to sing like a song, like, you know, like there's many musical groups out there, you know, I'm sure they're very talented and all, and they have, some of them have good voices, some of them are clever in the way that they put together lyrics, but what does a shira mean? Not a song that is sung for entertainment, because the shira of Klal Yisrael by Az Yashir, by Kriyas Yamsif, wasn't a song for entertainment. The purpose of that singing was, it was a spontaneous burst into song. So what does that mean? So it says Rav Gedalia Shor, Inyan Ashira Lahavi Leide Gilui Kvod Shemaim Sheyesh Ba'Briya, to reveal the Kvod Shemaim, the honor and glory of heaven, which is intrinsically found in creation. In other words, everything within the creation basically is singing the praises of Hashem. Its life and its significance and its tafkid are singing the praises of God. So how do you reveal that? What do you do to create a revelation so that that comes out? So we can discern it, so we can understand it and feel it. L'chein nikra hashira b'shem knaf. Right? It says about the malachim, sheish knafayim le'echad, v'chol knaf hu oimer shira. That's what it says in the Midrash about Yeshaya, that the malachim have six wings, and the sound of the wings is some kind of a song. We don't have enough to sing. We only have six. Right? There's only the 7 days in the week. We only have six wings. So he says to them, there's a connection between this concept of a kanaf, a wing, and a song. So that's why it's called a kanaf. Ki kmosha kanaf magbia es haof min haaretz. Just like the wings of a bird allow it to soar above the land, Kain Hashira hi inyan hagbaz hadavar meha'artzius. Song uplifts. Right? Not just figuratively speaking, song uplifts us. When we sing, we are uplifted. We are no longer the same, we are transformed from something that we were. When a person gets very deep into a song, that song transports him to a different plane. You know, people, when they go to a concert, and let's not even talk about a frum or Jewish one, they are transported. They are lifted away from their sorrows, from their worries. That's the reason that they go to be entertained over there, because it takes them away from, transports them away from there, makes them part of this musical scene, this crowd, this group, and it gives them this feeling, this energy, and they want to connect to that. Kol Sheken, a thousand times more so, when we talk about Bekedusha, the power of song and the power of Shira. So he says that's why it's called like a wing, because it has the power to uplift us. Legalos zeha hester sheish behabriya, and that reveals that which is hidden within creation. So I saw an amazing story. Rabbi Biderman, the Magid, he said a story. There's a famous Chabad Chassid named Rabbi Menachem Mendel Futterfass, and this Chassid was talking once at a Farbringen. When the Chassidim came together, and he told him the following story. He said that he once met a Chabad Chassid who had been exiled to Siberia for the horrible, terrible crime of Nevach, teaching Cheder children Torah. This was during the communist regime, and they were not too happy with what he was doing. And they exiled him to Siberia. Not only did they put him in Siberia, they judged that his offense was so terrible that they put him in one of the highest of the mountains in the most distant wasteland, freezing cold, where the sun didn't shine for like several months out of the year at all. So he was stuck there in some shack all by himself, and he had nothing with him. He only managed to smuggle with him the tefillin shel yad because he was able to hide them under the bulky furs and coats, whatever he had. The tefillin shel rosh, they discovered and they stole it from him and took it away from him. And that was all he had. He had no sidurim and no minyan and nothing. He was stuck in Siberia, nothing, no kosher food. And based upon his calculations, several days had passed. It was Shabbos. And he realized, based on his watch, that it must be afternoon. Even there's no sun, so like there's no afternoon in terms of light. But he figured out, based on the time, what time it was. And it's Shabbos afternoon, and he decided that he's going to go for a walk. So he goes outside, and all of a sudden he hears echoing through the mountains someone singing like a Yiddish enigm. He says it was totally bare. It was so frozen that there, like, barely any plant life or trees grew. The sound mamash echoed. It was coming from very far away, but it echoed down the mountain. So he followed the sound of the voice singing, and he came to another shack some miles away, and he walks in, and sitting in that shack is this unkempt Jew with like really long hair and beard. He must have been there for years and years and years, sitting there all by himself in the shack, quietly with his eyes closed, rocking back and forth, singing Yedid Nefesh. Mm-hmm. You know, Yedid Nefesh, like Bidvekus, with like unbelievable Stoikikus and close nefesh, and he's just singing. He didn't notice this guy walking at all. And Chassid sits down and starts singing with him together, because you know, Shabbos, singing the nefesh, and singing the nefesh with him. And he sang for a good hour or two. And when he finished, he stopped and he opened his eyes, and he sees like a Jew. Now, he had just come, so he still had some kind of like a Jewish tzura, you know, like a beard. And he couldn't. You know, he almost didn't believe his eyes. He said, he told him, I've been here 20 years, and in 20 years I haven't seen another Jew. He says, I can't believe it. Did you bring anything with you? He says, for 20 years I haven't had shofar, I haven't had a talis to wrap myself in, I haven't had tefillin to wear, I haven't been zeichet to sit in a sukkah. Do you manage to bring anything? So he told him, I managed to smuggle in a tefillin shel yad. Tomorrow after Shabbos, I'll be happy to let you put it on. He said, you can't imagine the excitement that this Jew had. For 20 years, he hadn't done a single mitzvah for Hashem except for singing Yedid Nefesh. And he basically couldn't sleep the whole night. He was so excited. In the morning, he brought him tefillin shel yad. He put it on. He said, the bracha, shir kishon tzolot tzvon laniach tefillin. He put them on, he said Shema Yisrael, and as he finished the word Echad, he was nifter. Yatsa nishmaso be'echad. So said Reb Mendel Futterfass to the old chassidim sitting at the Farbrengen, he said to them in Yiddish, tracht, think to yourself, tracht vazich, if you would be 20 years in Siberia, without talis, without tefillin, without Shabbos, without kosher food, without a minyan, without Yiddishkeit, with nothing, 20 years, would you be sitting on Shabbos afternoon singing Yedid Nefesh for 2 hours? You know, what Vusfar Apunim, what would we look like after 20 years of exile with no vestige of Yiddishkeit? Would we be able to sing? But that song uplifted this Jew to a madrega that we can't imagine. That's what he had. Song has that power to uplift us, to reveal within the creation the hidden message of Kvod Shemayim. L'hav yadei gili ha'lokus shesh b'chodar. Because within everything there is some spark of godliness. It just has to be revealed. Therefore he says, Matzinu perek shira, ki kol nivra oimer shilifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The constant perek shira is that every one of the creatures sings a song before Hashem. And that song are the psukim, as the Mefarshim Perek Shir explain how each one of the psukim have to do with each one of the animals. But each one of them is singing its tafkid, its life, by doing what it's supposed to do in this world. That itself is like a song. It's revealing the Kvod Shemayim by doing the will of God. Shemikol nivra mizgala Kvod Shemayim velikus sheyesh be'abriya. Lefi agilu shiyotze menu ken hu oymeshir. Based on whatever he's supposed to reveal, that's the type of song that he's singing. Ubnei Yisrael, what about us? Yesh lahem hatachlis lahotzi hakvod shemayim mikol habriya kula. As opposed to each individual creature who has its specific pasuk, its specific song, its specific type of revelation distinctly that it's supposed to reveal. Am Yisrael has a tafkid to find Hashem everywhere, to discover the godliness in everything, to reveal the Kavod Shemaim in the entirety of all of creation. Mikol HaBriya Kula, Chumashikasav Am Zu Yitzarti, like it says in Pasuk, I created this nation, these people, Li, for myself, says Hashem, Tihilasi Yisaperu, they should speak of and sing my praises. Shibnei Yisrael Miyuchadim Lahagid Shira, Lahotz Ledegiliat Tihilos Hashem Mikol HaBriya. We have a special ability to find the godliness within everything. I mean, think of it. Jews are found in every country in the world, basically, in every type of position, right? Whether it's politically speaking, whether it's in the different arts, whether it's in the different sciences. You know, when you tell anti-Semites that Jews make like these tiny decimal points, you know, fractions of the population, like they don't even want to believe you. And when they do believe you, they say, ah, but they're all the doctors, they control the media, they control the banks. And we know it's not true, you know, that's all propaganda. We don't control everything. But we somehow manage to put ourselves, even if it's a fraction of it, even if it's not a controlling, to manage to somehow put ourselves into almost everything that there is that matters. To the point where it seems to people like we control everything, even if that's not true. Because the answer is that somehow the Jew has the power to influence almost everything. That what we say matters. That we're able to find some important message that's able to come across to the entire world. Right? So, to speak that's our mission. Our mission is to find the Kedusha, the godliness within everything. So that when we do penetrate into every corner and recess into the world, we bring out the most positive Kedusha within the entirety of the world. V'zeu tachos avodas bnei Yisrael, v'hotzi ashira mikol habriya. Now, that's our tafkid. We know that the angels also say shir. We spoke about this before. Malachim omrim shir b'chol yom, yamos ha-shavua, mevim ledei gilei kvod shemaim, yotzim ha-briya b'os ha-yom. Ish b'chol osa malachim ha-hotzi mikoyach ha-rapoyar ha-shir ha-shiyamo yisachol. So now, the angels also say shir. The angels sing the shir to Kadosh Baruch Hu every single day of the week. And the angels have the ability to bring out that Kvod Shemaim in the Bria by singing. Those are the six wings we spoke about. Aval b'Shabbes ein lahem od knaf. But we said that the Midrash says about the Malachim, they have six wings. They don't have seven. When it comes to Shabbos, they're missing that ability. She'en lahem ha'yacholos lahotzer l'degilui zeh ha'shira shel Shabbos. V'koach zeh nitan l'bnei Yisrael. That unique mission is given to us, to Bnei Yisrael, to find the Kvod Shemaim in Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos Tov L'Hodos L'Hashem. That the power of Shabbos is the power of the Jew to sing in a way that nobody else can, not even the angels. Ki Yom HaShabbos Miyuchad L'Shira V'Hakoach Shebebnei Yisrael L'Hotz L'Dei Gili HaShira Shel Shabbos. Yisrael have a special power that they are able to sing a special praise that is called Shabbos. And that, he says, you can see it illustrated by the Midrash. The Midrash says that Shabbos said before Kadosh Baruch Hu, everybody in creation has a ben zug, everybody has a partner, and I have no partner. So the Medrash said, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Knesset Yisrael, ya ben zugcha, famous Medrash, don't worry Shabbos, you have no partner, because every one of the days of the week is even, every day of the week has its partner, you'll have Bnei Yisrael, they'll be your partner. Nice Medrash. So he says, the Ogdal Yahu, that the Mari Mintz explained the Medrash to mean, what is a partner? What is a ben zug? Benzug nikra shemekabel ha'ashpaos shel hayoyim. A benzug means that it's a partner. What does a partner mean? A partner means that he's influenced by his other partner. That the other partner has some sway over him, that they have some connection to each other. So therefore, to be a partner with Shabbos means to be mekabel ha'ashpaos shel hayoyim, to receive from the day of Shabbos. V'chol abriya shenivris ba'osayim mekabel ha'ashpaos hayoyim. Ubnei Yisrael hema ben zug shel Shabbos shem mekabu mashpaos ha'aretz shel Shabbos. Being a partner with Shabbos means to be able to receive the blessings of Shabbos, to be able to receive from Shabbos that which Shabbos is giving over. He says over from the Sfas kavana for the shira that's coming from all the nivroim is like this: Ubnei Yisrael be'ish she'amru shira gar mushikol nivroim yagidu shira. It says in the Medrash that before Adam Rishon sinned, He taught all of the creatures to sing L'chu Naranan El Hashem. So too, when Klal Yisrael came to the Yam and they sang Shira, they were basically awakening the song of all creatures of all creation. Kein Achshav Be'ez Kriyas Yamsuf Amru Bnei Yisrael Echol Abriya Shegidu Shira. When Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, Az Yashem Moshe Bnei Yisrael Sashira Azayis L'Hashem V'yom L'Emar, he was saying that all of creation should sing the song. All of creation should wake up and praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. All of creation should realize that nature sings to Hashem. V'ashira Azayis Yish L'Shaychus Miyuchedus L'Shabbos. That's the special song of Shabbos. That's why it's called Shabbos Shira. Shemishira zu zachu shenita lahen Shabbos b'mara. Because that song is what gave them the schus to accept the first Shabbos in Mara. U'mishabbos hazu zachu l'Torah. Because the Shabbos in Mara is what caused them on that next time by Matan Torah, by Har Sinai, to Mekabel Torah. And the Torah itself is called a song. Kisu lachem es hashira hazois. That's the pasuk that we learn the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah from. Shehi nekris gam kin shira. Ata kisu lachem es hashira hazois. Ki bekoyach hashira zachu bnei Yisrael yois am Hashem. We're only called a nation, it's the Rav Saadia Gaon, a famous quote from Saadia, Am bnei Yisrael el b'toirasim. Right? We're really only Jewish based on our Torah. That's the only fact that unites all the different types of Jews that there are. How else are we all Jewish similarly to each other? Is it the same food that we eat? Ashkenazim and Sephardim eat very different types of food. You know, they may share some things, but like, you know, getting a Sephardi to eat Ashkenazi gefilte fish and getting an Ashkenazi to eat very spicy Moroccan cigars or Yemenite schug. You know, I happen to like both kinds, but many people, they can't do it. They don't speak necessarily the same language. Get a Yemenite Jew who speaks Yemenite Arabic to try to speak to a Polish Galiciana who speaks only Yiddish. They're going to have a very hard time communicating with each other. Do they share the same minhagim? Yeah, on a certain level. But, you know, their mode of dress originally was very different, whether it's based upon, you know, like fur hats and bekishes compared to like long jalabiyas. You know, like you could come up with a million things that are different about them. American Jews versus Israeli Jews. British Jews versus French Jews. Like, what is the fact that unites all of them? Torah. Only the Torah of Am Yisrael is what unites Am Yisrael together to make them completely one. It's the only thing that all of them share in common completely with no exceptions. And that's the song of the Torah, the Shiras HaTorah, the Shiras HaBriya. That unification that makes the entire of creation sing, the entirety of Am Yisrael sing. Because when Am Yisrael is mekabel the Torah together, then they're Am Zu Yitzarti Li Tilos Yisaper. That's the song of Shabbos Shira.